Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You are smiling quite a bit about what this would do to Jet fans. And I admit that. Like, if this all happened and the Giants sign Aaron Rodgers, they draft a young backup or a young kid to develop.
Right. By the way, this is not anywhere. This is pure speculation.
Well, Sean's telling me Giant Twitter's starting to love it. So this is like a Giant Twitter pipe dream now. So yeah, you people are all over it now.
You people are.
Which I didn't realize.
This is the best part. You people, being Giants fans, would not behave and not act with the same bravado Jets fans did when they added Aaron Rodgers. This would just be more...
Well, you can't.
No.
Because of the recent track record of Aaron Rodgers, it's not going to be like, yes, we're going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be like, damn, just play sell healthy, dude. Right. Get us some W's.
Yeah, it just stabilizes us, man. Well, that's it.
But to your point, that's the difference. It's a different situation.
Yes.
When the Jets brought in Aaron Rodgers, they're coming off a 7-win year in which we thought, wow, we're a quarterback away. Mm-hmm. I don't think Giant fans think they're a quarterback away. So it's not that you guys are more humble, Sean. It's that it's a unique situation. Now, if you guys win and, dare I say, make the playoffs, it will bother me. It will bother me more than the Giants normally making the playoffs, which it usually doesn't, because I don't mind the Giants, and I do think that you guys would spike the football quite a bit. There'd be a lot of, he's won more games with the Giants than the Jets. There'd be a lot of that, and I understand that. That's a negative for me as a Jet fan. Now, I'm not going to base my decision on what the Jets should do on where he may go. That's a loser mentality. But I'll admit, if you guys brought him in and had success, it'd be very troublesome.
Evan Roberts, February 2026. The Buffalo Bills and Aaron Rodgers and the Giants in a Super Bowl. Where you at?
He's going to be there because if the Giants are there, we're doing our show.
Yeah, I'll be there. And Sean McDermott's coaching the Bills. Evan, where you at?
I'll be rooting for the Giants.
All right.
I'll be rooting for the Giants.
You'd be rooting hard for the Jets.
I would be. No, I admit that. All right, come on in here, Sean. We have to have a ceremony, and we'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. There's a lot to do on this very busy Evan and Tiki program. So I wrote a speech, and my voice is really hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do, Tiki, is I'm going to hand you the speech.
Excellent.
And you can read this as I put the L on Sean Morash. A little background. It's kind of a new thing we're going to do around here. When we're wrong about something, when we deserve to take an L, we're going to have to wear an L, which I'm holding up right now. Can you describe it to our radio audience?
The L has, it's red lined. It has a rope chain, has blue and white stripes down the middle of it, bedazzled by Tracy Johnson and Brooklyn and Tegan Barber, and roped by me.
Put the rope on. He roped it.
I MacGyvered that rope onto that thing, and it actually looks pretty dope.
He roped it after he roped his family into bedazzling it.
Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we gather to acknowledge an unfortunate yet undeniably entertaining moment in the world of sports broadcasting. Our good friend, Sean Morash, always quick with a joke and eager to bring his unique brand of analysis to the airwaves, has found himself in an unexpected position where he needs to wear the first ever L. Let's take a deeper dive into the meaning of the word L that Sean Morass now has become synonymous with. In sports, the L is traditionally seen as a symbol of a loss, a moment of defeat. But today, it represents something more nuanced than simply the aftermath of a game. Sean's L is not just a marker of failure, but a sign of accountability. For that, you deserve a round of applause.
Yay!
Oh, thanks.
A moment where we, as fans and followers of the game, remind ourselves that even the most seasoned professionals, like Sean, can slip up. The truth is, in any field, we all make mistakes, whether it's misjudging a play, forgetting a detail, or yes, taking a caller's idea and making it your own. No one is immune from the occasional misstep. But the L also signifies the opportunity for growth.
Yes.
When we wear the L, it doesn't just hang around our necks like a scarlet letter. It is an invitation to learn. L for learn. To own our actions and to be better moving forward. For Sean, this moment, it's a reminder that is a fast-paced world in sports talk radio. Creativity and originality are not just important, they are vital. Absolutely vital. But it's also a lesson in humility. Because as much as we love the loud, confident opinions that he brings to our airways every day, right here on WFAN 888-808-1019, it is essential to remember that the voices of the fans, those that are calling in, those that are spending their precious minutes dialing 808-1019 to talk to us, these callers are offering their insights, and they are just as invaluable.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
As ours. By wearing this L today, Sean, you acknowledge that there's always room for growth, always room to do better, and it's not a moment to hide from or shy away from. It is a badge of honor in its own way, signaling a chance to rise, to reset, and to come back even stronger. The L isn't just a loss. It's a learning experience. It's a call to stay authentic. Stay humble, Sean. And remember that even in the loudest, most opinionated world of sports talk radio, we're all just people. Sometimes we make mistakes, but we have to correct them, and we have to move forward. So here's to Sean. You are now being presented with the inaugural L. Wear it, my friend, with pride. May it serve as a reminder to all of us that sometimes the biggest victories come not in our successes, but in how we handle our losses.
That's the key line right there. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Morass.
Sean Morass.
He's now wearing the L, ladies and gentlemen.
Sean Morass.
I'm going to take a selfie so that we have this record forever. Okay.
And then I got a favor to ask Atiki.
Now let's all pause. All right,
here we go.
They're taking a selfie right now. Atiki, Evan, and Sean.
Atiki, real quickly, as long as I'm wearing the L, could you just reread the first line of this speech that went on and on and on?
Ladies and gentlemen. Today we gather to acknowledge an unfortunate yet undeniably entertaining moment in the world of sports broadcasting. Our good friend, Sean Morash, always quick with a joke.
And don't want to light up a smoke. Where would you rather be?
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Do you have something to say? Would you like to say something?
Yeah, I mean, speech. Speech.
Would you like to give
speech,
a speech?
Speech. Look great with that L, by the way.
Yeah, I'll wear the L as long as I have to, but Cecil, I didn't take the idea from you. Get more original, pal.
You did take the idea from him. You know he's on hold right now.
Great, let him talk.
You want to hear from him?
His idea.
This is the same Cecil, right, Tommy?
Just making sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the caller whose idea Sean stole and led to this inaugural L is Cecil in Franklin Square. How you doing, Cecil?
Cecil.
I love this. Thank you, Evan. Tommy, love it. Sean, thank you for making my day, man.
Thank you, Cecil. Thank you for taking my idea, man.
that was all for you, Cecil.
Yes.
It is. Guys, could you just send me a selfie if you don't mind?
Yes.
I want that picture.
I'm going to tweet that out in a minute, and we'll get it to you if you don't have social media, all right?
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much. But, Sean, thank you for wearing the L. But, unfortunately, we don't have to worry about going down with that idea. Could I share something?
Yes, go ahead.
While Sean wears that L proudly,
of course,
is that I think Sean's got a good point. Evan, you got a good point with this Aaron Rodgers idea. The first caller kind of stole the thunder with the Kurt Warner, Eli Manning situation.
Right.
Could be similar to this. I just want to backtrack a little bit. I'm thinking Brian Daboll and George Stein have more than next year. I think this whole plan was hatched the year after they made the playoffs with Daniel Jones, where they have made an agreement with John Mara, saying, if you want to keep Daniel Jones, we don't want to keep him, but if you want to keep him, you're going to give this on the other side of this. If this goes wrong, this is what we want on the other side of it.
I mean, you'll never get an admission of that, but it's not a bad thought. Like, we know that the Maras love Daniel Jones. He was... He actually was like the perfect follow for Eli because he was the same kind of personality. but he was bigger and athletic, and you felt like it's just going to be Eli, you know, plus. And it just didn't work out. And they gave him every opportunity to make it work. And ultimately, Dave's in the middle of the season. He pulled the plug, and it was hard. Like, I was there. I was at the building the day that happened. It was a rough day, not just for Dave's and the team, but the emotions of it for everybody was rough. By the way, something just came to my mind after we just did that L ceremony. We need to quit this.
What, radio?
Yeah, I need to run for politics, and you need to be my speechwriter.
You got it.
Yes, that was amazing.
I wrote that speech all by myself, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Oh, my God.
Well, whoever AI you use.
That was a great example of ChatGPT, and it shows you how dangerous that can be. So I wrote in, hey, make a speech about the inaugural L, and I explained it, and then I tweaked it. So it isn't fully AI,
right?
Because there were certain things I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I changed things, but it was mostly an AI speech. And I got to tell you, it was brilliant. My only self-critique would be it lasted a little bit too long.
A little bit?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what politics is all about.
It is true.
You gave
a much too long speech.
Yeah, much too long speech. You're right.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.